Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
To another session, and sadly, right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be, you know, part of the conversation, which will make you, well, if you get informed, you become part of the conversation, and you'll become part of the solution. And that's the only way we win. Yeah, you. When I say we, you know, I'm talking about we the people. That's how we win. We don't win by keeping our mouths shut. We don't win by appeasing, which is exactly what seems to be going on all over the place. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, like I said, 5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You know, President Trump. Yes, like the real President Trump, like the really way to be a president. Out there visiting those people in Ohio, right? And you look at it, and you have to say to yourself, who else is going to help them? Who else is going out there? Who's shown them any compassion? Because it is this administration. They could care less about these people. And Pete Buttigieg, who actually claimed, I mean, this guy is amazing. He actually made the statement that he was coming out on personal time to check on these people. I mean, what? You're getting a salary. You are a major, one of the major players in this country. You're on the president's staff for all intents and purposes. And you get personal time where no matter what's going on, you don't believe you should come into work? Yeah, you know what? Good luck with that. That's the exact mindset that gets us in trouble in a lot of ways. Dude, you have a job to do. You're the head of transportation. Okay, transportation doesn't take a break on the weekends. It doesn't go home on the weekends. Right? No, seriously. But that's their mindset that they have. No, nobody is more important than they are. Nobody. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being just part of the conversation. Totally. Anyway, you know, I'm looking at some of these stories that are coming, you guys are sending me, coming across my desk. This one is actually kind of funny. Dick Van Dyke, do you guys know he's 97 years old? God bless. Seriously. 97 years old. He claims that having a young, beautiful wife, half my age, keeps me young. This is Dick Van Dyke. I guess his wife is 51 years old. He says, you know, I ain't got much time. Might as well enjoy it while I have it. This guy was in Mary Poppins. Come on, what's going on in your brain right now, right? But he says, you know, having a positive attitude, being positive about things. Yes, getting mad about stuff, but, you know, just really paying attention. Right? And he believes in exercise. He believes in eating right. I do get a kick out of him. Like I said, he's been around forever. So you have to get a kick out of the man. Look, I thought I'd start off with a happy story. You know what I mean? Anyway, he doesn't care about her being a gold digger or not being a gold digger. He just doesn't care. He's 97 years old. He is going to enjoy the last year/days of his life. It's his money. It's his life. Leave him alone. Well, I guess Don Lemon's all cured. Did you guys catch that? I mean, for you guys in the Me Too movement, right? I mean, yeah, I guess he went through some kind of brainwashing or brain triggering or brain something. Now he's good to go. So Howard Stern, who I'm not a big fan of, he chimed in on this. Right? I mean, seriously, now think about this. He's been gone for, I think, about a week, right? Don Lemon or Don Lemon. And, I guess he returned to his job yesterday. But just before Lemon's return, his boss, Chris Licht, he issued a memo to staff late Monday saying that Lemon would undergo formal training after he claimed Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley was past her prime due to her age. Now, the great part of the story, according to Howard Stern, the great part of the story for me, he said, was, listen, we got to handle the situation now. They took Don Lemon. They suspended him for a day. Then they sent them right into sensitivity training, and then he came back the next day. He was all cured. That's fantastic, right? Must be one heck of an expert over there, don't you think? Can you imagine cured of that kind of thing in one day? Now, if he was a Republican, they'd want him not only thrown out, but tarred, feathered, drawn, and quartered. Don't you think? Stern went on to say, I've been in therapy for 30 years. Anybody surprised? Anybody? Shocked or surprised? Then I'm still not fixed. Well, okay, I can agree with that. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about Howard Stern. Actually, for once, I'm in agreement, right? You make it fun of Don LeBon and how he's totally cured. In one or two days, he went for some kind of brainwashing or something so he'd be more sensitive to not saying bad stuff about women. Now, Stern, since he's been in therapy, no doubt, this is probably 100% true, he's been in therapy over 30 years. And he said, I'm still not fixed. Right? This guy went to sensitivity training, and one day he's done? Right. You know, he's right. I'd like to interview the person that fixed Lamont in one day. Right? He said, I've been sensitive my whole life. If I can be fixed in one day by this person, I want to know them. You know, I'm sure it's one of the reasons he got divorced. CNN chief told the staff in a memo that he sat down with Don, had a frank, meaningful conversation, which included the host agreeing to participate in formal training. In other words, I'll do anything to keep my job. What do you need me to do? What do we have to tell people? Go ahead, write it out. I'll say it. I'll say anything. You know, that's exactly how it went. Anyway, before Wednesday's broadcast, Levin told his colleagues and his audience via Twitter that he was sorry. I've heard from you. I'm learning from you. I'll give you a break. You don't learn anything. And I'm committed to doing better. This is not the first time he's heard this, though. Really. Right? Think about it. And it's just amazing to me, right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. His mea culpa went nowhere. Did nothing, went nowhere. Said he didn't mean to hurt anybody. You know, if that's the truth, it just rolled off his tongue. That's funny how they said that with Trump, when Trump talked about, you know, grabbing women. No, he must say it all the time. It just rolled off his tongue. Oh, what about this? Didn't this just roll off his tongue? No, really, think about it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly, truly, truly. Well, be responsible. Step up. Do the right thing. Look, if you want to know more about it, just Google Dick Van Dyke and his marriage. It's kind of interesting to listen to what he had to say. It's too long of a story, and it's hard to summarize because there's so many little nuances in it. Really. All right, the Democrats. Their support for Biden in 2024 is rising. Oh. How's it? What's that all about? How did that happen? But when you start seeing some of the people on their list, you're going to go, wait, what? Buttigieg actually popped up on their list. He rose one notch. How is that? How is that even possible? A national poll recently conducted suggests that Democrats and Democrat-leaning independent voters are becoming more supportive of an idea of President Biden as their party's nominee. Half of Democrats and Democrat-leaning independents questioned in a PBS NewsHour poll. They said that their party has a better chance of winning the White House with Biden. Now, see, perfect. Perfect. This is exactly what Washington was talking about. Exactly. Right? I mean, he was very specific. He was afraid didn't like parties, was afraid of party politics, and said eventually people will be more attuned to their party than they will be to the country. There'll be more Democrats and or more Republican than they will be an American. And that's what you see right here. You see it right in front of your face. Right? 45% of Democrats will stay with Biden because they figure he has a better chance of winning. Not that they think he's a better candidate. Now, that changed their perception. Hopefully they watched him today. Came as Biden's approval rating among Americans overall has inched up after his State of the Union. I don't buy that for a second. No, I really don't. When you start checking things out online and other places, yeah, no way. Meanwhile, majority of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents questioned, you know, in that national survey, said the GOP has a better chance of winning back the White House with someone other than Donald Trump. I don't know if I believe that either. Right? 54% of Republicans and Republican leaders. Now, how can he hold a, I don't know, what is it, 78% approval rating in the Republican Party and get it out low of a poll as somebody that they want for president? Right? Very few people think that Trump will give us an advantage in the polls or actually at the actual poll. Now, the poll, they claim, also indicates that Trump's favorability rating among those who identify or lean towards the Republican Party dropped from 79% in November to 68% in February. Now, again, I don't know if I believe it. Who do they poll? Who do they talk to? That's what I want to know. Right? Again, not that hard. In the first 3 months of Trump's latest White House bid, people have raised questions about his political durability. The heck's that mean? Look, if people just start looking, what are these other people running on that are running against Trump? Not that they shouldn't run against Trump. Not that people who really think they can make a difference shouldn't throw their hat in the ring. But basically, everybody running so far are technically MAGA people. People who believe in his policies. So they believe in his policies, and they don't believe in him. Right? Go figure that one out. That one's really hard to remember or deal with or whatever. Anyway. Yeah, I always end up all over the place. First time tuning into the show, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I'm talking about all kinds of political and social issues, educational issues, just everything. Nothing's taboo on the show. And I mean nothing. Anyway, and you know, and again, Trump going today, all of a sudden the administration decides that maybe it needs to get its acting gear and show up. I love it. I think it's hilarious, frankly. Now, if you see the, many people don't know what this is. I've already seen questions on it. Today is Ash Wednesday for our Catholic friends. Right? I mean, some people say it's a day for us to say yes to God, reject sin. There's just so much going on. So, you know, you got to give them credit for stepping up, for being there, for believing in their faith, for stepping out of their faith and not being ashamed of it. So today's Ash Wednesday. Make sure you go to church. Make sure you get your ashes. And then come home and tune in the show. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A major winter storm affecting a large portion of the country is causing widespread travel issues. FlightAware says more than 1,500 U.S. flights have been canceled. The Pentagon warning China against supplying lethal aid to Russia.
There will certainly be consequences for China should they deepen their relationship with Russia.
Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh told reporters China has yet to do so, but they have not taken the option off the table. Former Vice President Mike Pence says programs like Social Security and Medicare need to be addressed. speaking to CNBC this week.
We're looking at a debt crisis in this country over the next 25 years that is driven by entitlements, and nobody in Washington, D.C. wants to talk about it.
Pence called for them to be examined in the long term, as he commended House Speaker Kevin McCarthy for not leveraging them against a debt ceiling increase now. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Yeah, I can think of a few people in need of help, I'll tell you what. Jumping in your house, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, you know? And again, you got to get informed on these things so you know what to say, you know how to push back. So, again, for my Catholic friends, that's what I started with. If you're celebrating Ash Wednesday today, good for you. And I'm not making fun. I'm just saying good for you. Glad you stepped out, stepped up, and actually are living what you say you believe. We don't see that too often. You see many that aren't living what they believe. Or, I should say, are living what they believe, and only saying they believe something else. You know what I mean. Anyway. God. I can bury myself real quick there, couldn't I? All right, what do we got this good stuff? Oh, hey, a new Rasmussen poll. It lists Donald Trump as one of the best, or as the best president in the last 30 years. That's interesting. According to the President's Day poll, 36% said that Trump was the best commander-in-chief of the last five U.S. presidents. In descending order, Joe Biden. Let's see. Obama, George W., Clinton. I mean, really, really interesting. Well, I think it's interesting anyhow. Obama came in second to last. Oh, God. The poll, however, was also 41% saying that Trump was the worst president of the last 30 years, followed closely by Joe Biden. Apparently, they went to a drug rehab center to get these answers. The poll chronicled about, it's always funny, you know, you're talking about 350+ million people, and these polls cover a thousand. We've got a cross-section of the country with 1,000 people. You can't get a cross-section of the country with just 1,000 people. From where? Are they all from California? Right, where are they from? That's the other thing that's a big deal with all of this. It really is. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. Joe at therealside.com. Joe at therealside.com. If you want to send me some information, I'm more than happy to have you with me. Answer your questions. You know, as many people in, well, I would imagine most of them on the far right, right? They want a separation of state and state. They want a separation of some states from themselves. Right? But I want you to think about something. Others want, like, you know, a split country. Maybe two or three countries out of the one. Think about that one. But red states have all the guns, the food, the women. I mean, actually, well, women are actually women. Right? They don't go through all this other stuff. They're just very black and white as to where they're at. Now, MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, right, she's from Georgia. She's calling for a national divorce, separating the nation into red states and blue states. Now, a national divorce wouldn't be a civil war, she said. It's actually separated by red states and blue states, making state knights and states' rights and states' powers a lot stronger. No, if we live by the Constitution, if we do what they wrote in the Constitution, if we would just step up, shut up, and perform, we'd do okay. We would be all right. But which ones of you are actually fighting for that? Right? She goes on to say we need to separate red states from blue states. Right? And that way there will shrink the federal government at the same time. Are you sure? Where's the plan? Let me see it. Look, I ridiculed the ones on the right and on the left. She also suggested a moratorium on immigrants from blue states. Well, when you say... she's talking illegal immigrants, right? I mean, again, you've got to change the Constitution. You can't yell on one hand that we have to live by the Constitution, you've got to live by the Constitution, you've got to do what the Constitution says, and then totally ignore it. How do you do that? I mean, you can do it. Right? But not the right thing to do. Whether Congresswoman Green is serious or not, she does make a good point. Red states were always glad to welcome refugees from California, Illinois, New York. But more often than not, the refugees are bringing along their party. Yeah, we had the governor of Utah just start screaming, please stop coming here. And bringing those failed policies. We want you. We don't want the failed policies. You're running away from them. Why bring them with you? Is this a mental illness, people, or what? I'm curious. I don't want to hear that whole insanity thing. Okay, whatever. But for them to really believe that they can take those things that they're running away from with them and it's going to be better. No, it's just going to be a different color, a different size. There's nothing really different with any of it. You know, I mean, seriously. Now, you have some states that are arming people or helping people get armed so they don't get in trouble with all those people moving in at one time. I'd like to get that info. You know, it's just, look at, there's so much crazy stuff going on, right? Now, think about this. You ready for a really crazy one? And I mean really, really, really crazy. You've got... let me see, what is this? Hey, get out of the way. Jesus was oppressed. At least that's what I hear now. So Jesus was oppressed. Not a Christian. I'm sorry. How can you not follow Christ? And not be a... I mean, how can you follow Christ and... You know, not be a Christian. How can you not follow Christ and be a Christian? Before reciting the radical liturgy during a service on February 5th, Reverend Emily Fleming told attendees in the Christ Church, Colorado, that it was written by a transgender minister and is entitled Black Lives Do Matter. Now, did you hear that? It was written by a transgender minister and entitled Black Lives Matter. Yeah, you'll get it eventually. Video footage of the service went viral after segments that were posted by Twitter. And you see what they're saying. It's just flooring. The pastor, or well, minister, whatever they're called, was just quite interesting. The minister began the liturgy by saying that Black Lives Matter to God and that they always have. Okay, we know this. Towards the end of the reading, the minister started making a list of claims about Jesus, saying that he wasn't a Christian. Now, technically, you want to get extremely technical? He's right. Jesus could be a Christian. He followed himself. That's what Christian means, is a Christ follower. Anyway, he was part of an oppressed people found protected in Africa. God, can you help me? I read stuff like that, and you go, comes up with this? How many joints did it take before the person came up with this? He was not white. He did not speak English. Jesus was not a Christian. He lived as a citizen of an occupied nation. Really? He was part of oppressed people. Jesus was a refugee who found protection in the continent of Africa. He experienced mob violence, police brutality. Wow. I never heard this about Jesus. Oh, I know why. Because our founding fathers probably wrote the Bible. And you know how white supremacist they were. Jesus was not white. Yes, this is true. Jesus did not speak English. No kidding. Anybody who believes that is brain dead. Right? Jesus was not a Christian. Of course not. Couldn't be. He lived as a citizen of an occupied nation. Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that. And he was part of an oppressed people. Jesus was a refugee. He found a protection. That's, first of all, what they do here totally blow off, blow out, ignore Scripture. This was already foretold of it. Already, it had to take place. It had to play out the way it did. All right? Jesus was not white. I love that one. No, duh. Really? And again, I say, this is why you study. This is why you just don't respond. You actually study. Because you study the Bible, you learn all kinds of things. And when these people like him are throwing this stuff out there, all you can do is laugh. All right? How could you be white and be from, you know, be from the Middle East? It's impossible. All right. Well, anyhow, this just goes to show you more and more and more. You've got to be careful. You got to be careful who you listen to. Where's the Scripture? Is it one Scripture? Are they tying it together with others? Are they painting a picture of the whole situation? How is this working? Joe Mattino, your host. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You're back, Joe, to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You got to be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. It's the only way you make a difference. You make a difference. You know, people trust you when you talk with them, when you give them facts, when you send them an email. It'll have a whole different meaning if you send it to them. Right? That's simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, we're talking about how Jesus was oppressed. He was a Christian. That's according to a woke church who somehow has decided to rewrite the Gospels. Well, of course, they were written by white guys, so they couldn't possibly understand any of the other stuff going on with anybody, anywhere, anyhow. Right? It's a Christ church in Colorado calls itself inclusive, diverse, and a questioning church. You know, questioning God is not a bad thing. Really? Why this? Why that? What's going on here? Why do you got me doing this? But they don't, that's not what they mean by questioning. See, most parents will read that and go, oh, yeah, it's a good question. Okay. We're committed to exploring progressive Christianity. See, you notice how they do. They want to take everything that has some kind of basis of either tradition or morality or what have you, they want to kick it up a notch, take it into a whole new realm, make it progressive, Make it more diverse. You don't need diversity, inclusion, or equity in the kingdom of God when it comes to Christ. It's really simple. Accept him. Make him your Lord. You're done. I mean, giving you the Reader's Digest version, but really, it doesn't matter what color you are. Jesus doesn't say black folks over here, Asian folks over here, Hispanic folks over here. It doesn't work that way. Come to him. Give your life to him. Make him Lord. End of discussion. It's just amazing. Our definition of progressive Christianity is exploring faith by questioning tradition, accepting human diversity, emphasizing social justice. You cannot find examples of and or social justice in the Bible, nowhere. Because justice is justice. You don't have to put anything in front of it. Right? Justice for all. And I know that some say, well, yeah, see, it says that, but does it mean it? Well, no, it does. It does mean it. We humans, us humans, have to make it happen. The words don't jump off the page and do the work. We do the work. When you come to the Christ Church, our intellect is not left outside. We create a life-giving theology. It's funny because the Bible specifically says the smart people have the hardest, you know, the educated people have a hard time with this. Because they got to get past all that education of theirs. Really, think about it. When it comes out of Christ Church, our intellect is not left outside. We create a life-giving theology that includes our experience, reason, biblical values, traditions of the church. What church? What traditions are we talking about? You pick and choose biblical values? Do they all stand? Right? And you should never, never base biblical principle on your personal experience. Your personal experience doesn't matter. Other than maybe if you're witness to somebody who's going through the same exact thing you're going through. But you don't base the Bible on your personal experience. If you do something the Bible tells you to do, and you don't think it's working for you, this is the Bible's fault. You need to get off your pride stance and look at what your lifestyle is like. What are you doing? Right? Now, the website says the church believes in going beyond the words of the Bible to a better understanding. Oh, really? I mean, what do you mean by beyond the Bible? I'd love to know what that means. It means you dig deeper? You use other books for explanations? I mean, I use Strong's Concordance. There's a lot of stuff you can use, historical books of the time to understand what was going on and how. That's all okay. That's cool. Not when you're using books on theology to change the whole meaning. That's totally different. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless. The Catholic University has decided to drop theology religion degrees. Well, because they want to fund more, ready for this one, more popular programs. Catholic University. Thinking about doing away with religious degrees. You know, the rapture's right around the corner. There's no way out. Catholic University of Virginia is under fire from students and alumni for making cuts to its traditional programs. Because they want to compete with other schools. Yeah, we're not supposed to be doing that. Marymount University President Irma Becerra supported a controversial plan to eliminate bachelor's degrees in theology. Right? Also in religious studies, philosophy, mathematics, art, history, sociology, English, economics, and secondary education, as well as a master's program in English and humanities. Wow. Student Government President Ashley Trio, she wrote a scathing letter to Becerra, cutting portions of the school out of humanities, as well as math and art programs, would be detrimental to the diversity of our student body. She went on to say that we fear that removing programs will after the foundation will alter, I'm sorry, the foundation and identity of Marymount University and what it was built on. Now, Becerra submitted a plan Wednesday, and the board set to make a decision on Thursday. Look, the board usually makes decisions based on the information it gets. Whenever you have a chance to show up at meetings like this and you want to make a change, you want things to be different, go. Open your mouth. Say something. And listen, don't just say something. Have facts with you. Be able to back it up. be able to respond to questions, right? Now, digital disruptions, economic conditions, the explosion of the low-cost online course providers, a lot of pressure on these universities, but then you don't give up your principles. You don't stop doing what you believe is the right thing to do. It's just amazing to me. It shows you that, maybe this is a good thing. Now you've seen how that universe, those people teaching you, you've seen how they really stand, haven't you? Now she added, over the long term, it would be irresponsible to sustain majors programs with consistently low enrollment. Okay, she's right. Low graduation rates. I mean, why is it low? Are there not enough kids coming to the class or coming to the school? Do you have less and less and less people looking? There are Christian universities all across the country that have some great programs. You have atheists, you have people of different religious persuasions, you have people, agnostics, going to these because it's such a great class, great program. And they're not going there for the religious experience, if you will, but some probably receive it. Some probably go through it, some probably have been part of it. When you start changing for what the world wants, then you totally jump ship of the gospel. Because we're specifically told not to be what the world is. We're in the world, in it and functioning in it. But we're not supposed to become it, so to speak. And you see that happening more and more out there. Right? Digital disruptions, economic conditions, the explosion of like low-cost online course providers. I mean, when you think of all these things that these schools are fighting, yeah, you got to make changes. You got to zig and zag and do things a little differently. But you do it within your core. You do it within the guidelines of what the school stands for, what your principals stand for. That's the stuff that always makes me nuts. And these majors are being gutted. Yeah, they're not as attended, not as well attended as some of the other programs. And they're going to shift more money to those more popular programs. But do those popular programs fall in line with the Word of God? That would be the other question I would have. Really, if you really think this is the way to go, why? How does it tie into your catechism? How does it tie into your Bible? Right? It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Yeah, I can't do that one. 5563. That's some pretty disgusting stuff. Really. Talk a little bit more later on about Creepy Pete. Taking some personal time. The job is very demanding. Oh, give me a break. Like, you didn't know that going in there, right? All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, line up your questions now. Dan Pillar joins me, the tax man. Always love having him on. Your taxes are coming. You know, if you're like me, and most Americans, your papers are still scattered all over the place. You really don't know where they are, what you're going to do with them, and when are you going to have them over to the account, do you? Come on, be honest about it. All right, get them out of the shoebox. If you've got any questions, write them down. Head over to the website, JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, call in if you need to, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. And this is how you get engaged. Okay, this is how you get the information you need not to get nailed. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.